Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is your boy, Mike Black, Iceman, the Iceman of sports, Ice Coast Sports Show, episode 42 on the In The Zone Sports Radio Network. This is your boy, Mike Black. What's up? Hope everybody had a good weekend. As you can see, I'm charged up. It's Friday, meaning the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend. Baby, we're going to set it off, sports-wise, that is. And a lot to talk about, trades in the NBA, a little of this and a little of that. And but I'll let my fans talk about it, the Ice Cold Crew. I welcome you all to the show. It's going to be a good one. We have 1 hour to chop it up. You know, I don't waste a lot of time. I don't really do monologues. I'm not good at that. I'd rather have my fans jump on in. And talk about, we had the Home Run Derby and baseball. Lots to talk about. NBA trades, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we'll call it. But what I will do is I will set it off with my first call of the evening out of New Jersey. This guy is the only guy that's really stood in for me as the host of the Ice Coast Sports Show when I wasn't here. Good dude, your friend and mine. This is my boy, Lou. Lou, what's up?
Thanks. Well, if you need help with a monologue, let me know. I'll be glad to help.
Lou, that's not a good look, baby. I'm not going to say you used the monologue. So, but okay. Lou, what's going on? How you feeling today?
All right, but I think the Yankees need some help. I mean, you know, sometimes it takes all it takes is just one player to be missing from the lineup and it can really throw you off. I think we're missing Torres, and I think it's beginning to show.
Yeah. You notice that, right? It's like there's something missing from the lineup. It's a spark that's not there. And it's a little contagious. Like you say, running through the lineup, bats are cold. What do you see, Lou?
Well, then again, every team goes through a slump. And right now, this happens to be ours. But, I think once Torres gets back, I think it's going to turn us around. But like I said, sometimes all it takes is one player out of the lineup that really can mess it up. And right now, it's showing. I mean, we're losing
the
mess.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
Lou, what about this trade with DeMar DeRozan and your guy from San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard?
I think the Raptors got a better end of the deal. I mean, because I think I think after he left the Spurs, because now who the Spurs have to really, back up. I mean, with Leonard gone, I think it's gonna fill an empty void for the Spurs in a big way. So I think the Raptors get the better end of the deal here.
You know what? I see they just traded two disgruntled guys. DeMar DeRozan didn't want to leave Toronto, to the point where the owner of the Toronto Raptors issued an apology to DeRozan for trading him. That wasn't happy. That didn't make DeRozan happy being traded. Also, Kawhi Leonard's still not happy, although he's away from the Spurs. He's not happy because he wants to go to L.A. So there's talk that he may sit out the season and knowing that he can do what he wants next season. I think if both – here's the problem with Toronto. They've had this combination with these all-stars, with DeRozan and Lowry. Mm-hmm. For at least the last 4 years, 5 years, they've done nothing to add to that duo. They haven't gotten them any help. And these guys are basically one and done in the playoffs. And DeRozan's a beast when he's hot. Lowry is a beast when he's hot. Except the problem is you can't get these guys hot at the same time, and this is not a Golden State team we're talking. You've got to have both of those guys going, and that rarely happens. Once they get to the playoffs, that rarely happens.
Yeah, well, I think the worst the Yankees could possibly do is just manage to get the second wild card spot, but I don't see us in any real immediate danger.
Yeah, I got you.
I wouldn't worry too much.
Did you see the Home Run Derby? What did you think?
I did. Well, it was one of the greatest comebacks I think I've ever seen. I didn't think we'd down 20-4. I was going to have it. Yeah, I hear Homer, but every 5 to 10 seconds, like, gee, how am I going to pull this off? And like, that started going from 2 to 5 to 9 to 13. Like, wait a second, this could be very interesting.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he got it.
Yeah.
Gee, it kind of reminds me of the baseball game back in 2001.
That kid's good, man. This is Bryce Harper. He's a special player, man.
Yeah. But there's a lot of trade talk surrounding him.
Yeah. But big money. He's got, you know, he had been slumping as of late. And big money. Big money they're talking with this guy. You're talking hundreds of millions he's looking at. If he moves around, I mean, not a lot of teams can handle that. I know the Yankees can probably absorb it. I don't know if a lot of teams can really pick up a salary like that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be a major market team. That guy's going to make more than some rosters, you know?
Right. I mean, all the rosters combined, right?
Right. Like the Devil Rays, they never have a roster that high.
No.
So there's a lot of small market teams that just bow out when it comes to his salary and trying to get him on the payroll.
I mean, not for nothing, but most of the American League teams, the American League is weak compared to the National.
Yeah, you know, I don't know quite how to put it, but, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, you got Yanks and Boston, a lot of older teams in the AL, Yanks and Boston, Cleveland, you know, White Sox. But, I think that there's a lot of National League teams are in big cities. And, that would maybe preclude him from maybe going to a – well, and listen, at the end of the day, he's not going to go to a small market team. Nobody can afford him.
No, of course not.
Yeah, so he's got to go to a big money team.
So.
Yeah. So far the show is light. I just got you and Boney on so far. But what I'll do is I'll go to Boney, talk to him for a while. I do have some more people coming. I know Isaiah has been poking me with a stick, so he's going to come on later. Let me go ahead and bring in Boney, see what he's talking about.
Yo,
Boney,
Ice,
Tony.
What's up, man? Yo, what's
up,
man?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good
what's up?
Friday night, man. I'm glad it's Friday, man. I can sit back and relax. Had a pretty long week. So, you know, I'm ready to talk sports, man. Everything's going on in football, baseball, a little boxing. We can talk about it all. You know, I'm going to piggyback on some things you and Lou just went over. My man Lou from Jersey. Yeah, man, the trade, man, the Rosman trade and Kyrie trade, man, I didn't see that coming, man. That hit me in the back of the head. I really didn't think that the Spurs would pull the trigger on him and send him out to the Raptors. Like you said, both players are disgruntled. They, you know, and they're not happy. I mean, neither one of these guys is happy with this trade. I know
right.
DeRozan is not happy, and I know Kawhi is not happy. So what do you think? I mean, was that a bonehead trade, or what do you think? I can't get nothing out of this trade right there.
Well, let me put it to you like this. DeRozan was dug in Toronto. Obviously, he's got a home there. He's been there for a minute.
Right.
The trade came out of left field. No reason to think you would have traded him based on how he plays. I mean, he's got perennial all-star. But at the end of the day, I think San Antonio had to come to their senses. They were asking way too much. They weren't going to get any, you know, they didn't want him to go to the Lakers this season. I'll just put it like that. They told Magic, look, you want him, give us two ones, twos, and two players. Oh no, three players. They wanted Kyle Kuzma, Ingram, and another player. Come on, man. I mean, it's, Kawhi Leonard's not Superman. He's not Michael Jordan. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a solid player, but no player's worth that. I wouldn't even figure, you don't even trade for Jordan with that. That's trading the whole team.
Well, so, well, you know, Magic was smart enough not to pull the gun on that, the trigger on that. I mean,
no.
He wasn't going to give up his young talent just to go out and acquire one player like Curry, even though he's a great player. His numbers he's a two-way player. Magic is too smart, man. And being a player himself and being a GM and owner for the Lakers, he wasn't going to make that move, man. That was just too much, man. But also, Mike, did you see the trade between the OKC finally made the trade and pulled the trigger with Carmelo, man? They traded him to the Atlanta Hawks for the guard Schroeder, I think that's his name, Dennis. I mean, they pulled the gun, the trigger on that. But the bottom line with that, Melo's going to be bought out, and he's going to be able to go to any team that he wants. I don't think he's going to stay down in a home.
He's not.
That's my feedback on that.
It was supposed to be a three-team trade. Supposedly, he goes to the Hawks, then he turns around and goes to Houston. Now, I'm not sure if that part's going to materialize, but that's what the buzz is. The buzz is that's part one of the trade, and then he turns around and he's going to go to Houston. So we'll see if that materializes. That's what Houston does. They're a three-point shooting team. Carmelo's got to be consistent, though. He can't go out there and lay an egg. Because that's not going to help that team.
Do you think he would be a fit for Houston? No, I really do. I look at that trade for him to get there, to go to Houston. I think that would be a good deal. I think he would be a good fit with Houston, man. I think he could fit into that system.
Point shooting team. That's what they do. And why with Harden penetrating and kicking out, I think that's right up his alley. He's become like the Ray Allen of basketball right now in his later years. You know what I mean? So that's what he does. He shoots threes, and at the end of the day, I mean, that's what's going on. But you mentioned boxing earlier. I just want to give you a quick boxing update of fights that are coming on
between
now.
Real quick, before you jump to that boxing real quick, I want to mention one more trade that was done. Magic Johnson went out and picked up Beasley. I don't know if you saw it. He picked up Beasley, gave him a one-year deal for $3.5 million. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. I didn't notice that, but that's only going to help them. Again, he's trying to pad the roster, give them a chance to be competitive this year. Although you know and I know this is not going to be their year. 2019 should be the year where they can really make some moves. They can get Kawhi Leonard and whoever else wants to come that way. So real quick, let me do this. Let me just give you the rundown of fights coming up. There's a guy named Jaime Munguia. He's fighting Liam Smith. You got Mikey Garcia fighting Robert Easter Jr. That's going to be a good one. Sergey Kovalev is fighting tough Colombian Eleider Alvarez. Dimitri Bivol is fighting Isaac Chalemba from Africa. Danny Garcia against Sean Porter. That should be a good one. And the rematch. Canelo Alvarez fighting Triple G. That's going to be a bloodbath this time. That's not going to be a pity pad fight. It's already bad blood. Canelo, accused of the roids, and Triple G called him out on it. Said he didn't want to fight him because he was dirty. Now you got bad blood there. So that's dude. Something's going to happen in that fight. It's definitely going down, and I can't wait to see that. That's going to be a good one.
Do you think Canelo is going to knock Triple G out? I mean, what do you think?
No.
Would it be a knockout, or would it going to be a draw? Not a draw, but like a drag out 12-rounder, you know, action all rounds. What do you think? Is it going to be a banger? That's what I'm trying to say. Do you think it's going to
be
a banger or what?
It's going to be a banger. Okay, Canelo Alvarez got very quick hands. He throws a lot of combinations. But supposedly Triple G has the power. Now, that power was not evident in the first fight. But since it's a bad blood fight, maybe he cuts the ring off and he goes to the body and tries to hurt the guy. So let's see what happens in this fight. Again, I don't know how they're going to fight in this fight, but it's bad blood. So let's see what goes down. I got your boy coming on the line right now. That's that kid that don't take no shorts out of Florida. You know who I'm talking about. I told him to go easy on you. So I'm going to bring him in right now. It's a heavy hitter, Pompano Beach, Florida. What's up, my man, Isaiah Graham? Welcome, Isaiah.
Hey there.
Sports Show. What's
hey
going
there,
on?
Hey there. Nothing much, man. Just been working, man.
Okay, okay. Well, congrats, man. Every time I look over there at the page, I see another cap and gown, man. He's doing your thing, man. You're racking up, man. What's going on?
Taking it easy, man. You know, one day at a time.
Taking it easy. Got the little old man over here from Florida, South Florida right here. I will be down
man.
There next month, man. I don't know if I'm going to see you, but I will be flying into Fort Lauderdale Airport. So,
all right, man.
Just tell your people I said hi for me. So. But I'll definitely
Most
be in town.
Definitely, man.
Yeah, yeah. But so what do you think? What's happening in Florida? I haven't heard anything from the Dolphin camp, man. What's happening with the Dolphins? What are they doing? What's going on down there? What's the buzz?
Well, I mean, you heard about that whole anthem thing, where they will suspend them. The report was they will suspend them 4 games if they do decide to protest. So there was a lot of buzz around that. It's quite ridiculous, honestly. But other than that, I mean, I really don't know what to expect from this Dolphins team, you know. I already placed my trust in Tannehill. I completely believe in the guy. As for Adam Gase, last year, I mean, for us Dolphins fan, he threw us on the whirlwind. I mean, he was just not a good coach last year, so we're definitely expecting him to do, you know, much better, and we're hoping that he can do much better. So, I mean, we're just like the Giants, man. We're full of potential, but we don't know what will happen until, you know, the first game of the season.
Okay, okay. I'll let you slide on that. I have a different take on it, but I'll let you slide on that. So we don't have any coaches back from last year. We have a whole new slate. Stripped down. The only thing back from last year is a couple of superstars and the ownership. Everything else has been stripped down and replaced, revamped. And listen, you know, when you get a head coach from the Vikings and the D coach from the Cardinals, that's a good combination right there. You know, that both of them had strong outings with those teams. And I like what the Giants said, and that's fine. I like what the Giants said with the new additions and the revamped O-line. So we will have to see. My questions with the Giants will fall on the defensive side of the ball, as far as they will be entering into a new scheme. And I'm also curious about Eli Manning and which Eli comes to play ball. So those are my concerns. I mean that because, you know, I want to see if he can get his mojo back. You know, he's been throwing a lot of knuckleballs and throwing high and throwing low. So I want to see if he can get his mojo back. But that's where I'm sitting. I'm a little biased, and those are my boys. So that's where I'm sitting. But
well, we just got to be realistic about, you know, our teams and our chances. I think I'm most definitely 100% clear cut on that. But, I mean, like I say, we'll see. Training camp rolls around, we'll see. So, I mean, the Dolphins have a lot of talent. easily. You know, this division, I mean, we've been saying it for years, it could be easily up for grabs. I mean, this year it can definitely do that. So I'm definitely excited, you know, and we just got to stay focused, man.
Okay. I like that. I like that. All right, Isaiah, let me bring in my track and field analyst. I'll be right back. You know how we do it. Ice cold. We slide to the side and bring you back. So let me bring in the guy that knows everything about track and field. And if he forgot it, that's because he's old in the game. And old men forget sometimes. But anyway, he probably didn't forget. This is he knows how to call this show. That's what I'm worried. If he forgets how to call this show, we got a problem. Let me bring in the world-famous Larry Adel. Larry, welcome to the High School Sports Show.
I'm blessing too much to talk.
What's going on, sir?
Monaco today in the Diamond League meet. A lot of happening. Shauna Miller, Weibo, the young lady to beat Allison Felix at the Olympics, went sub 49 tonight with a PR of 48.97.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Kristen Taylor got a little bit more rest off, won the triple in 17 meters 86. That's 59 feet.
Nice.
And Semenya went 154.60. She's almost within a second of the world record.
Wow.
In the 800. El Bakala of Morocco ran 7.58 in the steeplechase. There aren't too many times under 8 minutes in the steeplechase.
Wow. Well, yeah, I know. That's something.
And, of course, the young boy from Virginia went 1965, a new PR in the 200.
Wow.
Noah Lyle.
Wow. Wow.
Good meet tonight.
That's getting there, man. Anything sub 20 is getting there in the 200. That's what's up.
That's his third one this year.
Okay.
That's remarkable.
That because, yeah, it really is, and it's saying something about the guy's focus right now and where these guys are heading. So that's a good look, man. I like that. I like to hear that. Let me ask you a question. Did Caster Somaya, did she face any kind of any static tonight on the track? I mean, was it any fanfare? Was it anything?
Very quiet.
Okay. That's good.
I'm just hoping that she can just break the record before the season's out, just so it'll be at least established in case things don't go her way in this hearing.
Right. Because, you know, it's all about this hearing again.
All this
stuff is going to culminate with this hearing. This is big. And you guys, we've talked about it on the show before. South African female runner Caster Somaya has constantly had to battle gender issues. But I guess it all came about because her immediate success on the track, and she was smoking girls out so bad, questions started to arise because she has a masculine look about her. Come to find out that she's like a hermaphrodite, like she's got both genders. She kind of had to prove that she's biologically has female organs. So they had to back off, you know, but here it comes again. So they will rule on her eligibility in track and field once again. And I want to say once and for all, because this is going to be big. Whatever they say this time is going to determine her track and field future, basically. As a female runner. So this is going to be big. I wish her all the best because she's doing what she's supposed to do. She goes out there and she handles the business. So, we just have to see how it all goes down in the court. You know, big up to Caster Somaya and South African female runner and sensation, I'll say. female sensation mm-hmm. winner.
Okay. All right. Next week, there'll be another meet in. Oh, gosh. I forgot. I'll check on it.
That's all right.
I'll get on my rebound.
All right. Okay.
All
Hold
right.
on a second, and I'll be right back. Hold on, Ice Coast Sports Show. Okay, we're back. Mike Black, Ice Coast Sports Show. Bring on the next caller. He's been on the show before. You probably remember him. I didn't recognize his number, but you know his name. Well, I say Redskins Reggie. So,
hey,
what's up, Reg? Welcome to the show.
All right, Mike. How you doing, man? Man, my wife wanted
good,
to call too, man. And first of all, we want to say congratulations to your retirement, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Anybody
Thank
can
you.
Do 49 years, Lord. I tell you,
yeah,
that's a blessing, man.
Dude, that started out throwing newspapers and the projects, and I just been working a long time, man. So at the end of the day, it was time to move on, man, and hang them up. So I'm glad to be in the non-work world, and I'm chilling right now. Everything is good, and that's what we do. But, Reg, let me ask you this, man. We haven't talked Redskins football in a while. I know y'all got the buzz because you got Mr. Smith down there calling the shots now. So, the big thing I want to see is he going to do better as a Redskins quarterback than Kirk Cousins is going to do as a Vikings quarterback? What do you think?
Well, I don't know, Mike. You know, it's like whenever I say something too early, then, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait and see myself. You know, I'm hoping, you know. And with our new running back, you know, that's there. Where did he come from?
What's his name?
I think he came from. I forget his name, man, but we got him in the what was it? I forget what round that was. No.
Well, I have to pull it up. I have to pull it up because I actually have not been following Redskins this offseason, so I don't know who they drafted, who they got. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if they were very active in the free agency realm, but I'm just curious. Listen, NFC East football is going to be very competitive this year again.
Yeah, this,
so
this
I know
gonna,
that was
a
lot of
gonna
buzz.
It's going to be very competitive because they talking all this stuff. I've been so busy doing this and doing that, and me and my wife celebrate 13 years, our anniversary.
Congratulations, Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and we've been busy doing different things, right? As a matter of fact,
right.
I was hoping that y'all could come down because August the 4th, we're giving something down here, right? And there's so many folks coming from New York, man. New York, Michigan, Atlanta, right? Of my wife's family. And then, of course, my family is here, you know. We all gonna come together in our backyard, man, with a couple of DJs, DJ Super Cool and Teddy Bear. And I wish you and your wife could come down, man. Y'all would really
let me say this.
Enjoy yourself.
I'm gonna be up there next weekend. I'm gonna be in New York. I have to go to Philly, and then August 2nd. The Disco Twins are having an all-white party. And I know I'm getting away from sports here. The Disco Twins are having an all-white party on a boat out of Flushing Meadow Marina. So that's going to be August 2nd. And then August 4th, you're having your shindig. So anyway, if we can do it, we will do it. I will say that. If we can do it, we will do it. So
right.
I'm not going to say we can't. But... if I call you for information, then you'll know it's on, all right?
Okay, my man. And I need to pick you up. I will pick you up. No.
All right. That's see. That's how they do the Iceman of sports. He gets picked up from airports. You know what I mean? You hear that, Isaiah? I asked you to pick me up. Yeah, you know, I get all that double talk. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear that.
The family's coming down from New York. They talking about the week coming up in there. Because usually this is my my football party, right? This year it'd be family and friends thing. But they coming in their jerseys.
Okay.
They said, we're coming down
man.
There. Flooding the house with New York jerseys.
I'll definitely tell them if you got to get on it now. So.
This one going to be a good one, you know.
All right.
But,
okay. Hold that thought, Reg. I got a half hour. Let me go through. I'm going to end with you. So let me go back to the roster, and I'll come back and get with you, okay?
All right. My man.
All right. Let's go back to the top. Let's get Lou here. All right, Lou.
Okay.
All right. So, Lou, what else has piqued your interest in sports? What else that we have not talked about has a sports interest to you?
Well, stunning, we had the World Cup final. And
yes.
France being Croatia, or as I refer to Croatia as the little engine that could, well, almost.
Yeah.
I mean, a small nation that not a lot of the experts were giving, a lot of hope for. And probably thinking we're going to get this far, but, you know, look where they ended up.
First time ever in the World Cup final, and they go up against the giant, France. And France has the first time a teenager has scored a goal in World Cup final since your boy Pelé did it in 1955. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Long time. That kid Mbappe scores a goal for France to seal the deal. Wow. That man, good match, by the way. Good match. 4-2 final. Excellent. The World Cup, by the way. Excellent World Cup all around. Excellent.
Yeah. And, of course, get this. Sports bettors, they've already made the predictions for the next one in 2022.
Yeah, and to me that's a little crazy. And let me show you how crazy that is. Germany won 4 years ago. Dude, they got shut out early in this one. Their junior team was great. The team that won was great. And, the wheels just fell off that thing. So, at the end of the day, you can't go by any of that. None of that.
No.
Yeah. Who knows?
I guess you can't.
Well, the only thing I can tell you who's not going to be there is the USA. We got so far to go in the soccer world. Who knows? I'm not even giving them 10 years for USA to be in the final. Something. It's kids walking around probably. You know, sucking their thumb right now. We'll have to grow up and be playing before
next year.
We can get there. Now, see, the women are different, though. The women are really athletic. They're really dominant. They're really strong. And that's why they won 4 years ago. But, at the end of the day, the women much, much, much better chance to get there than the men.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But,
better. And the Japanese team strong, too. Yeah. The Japanese female team, very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong.
But like I said, look to them next year in the World Cup.
Yeah. Very interesting. I gotta keep my eyes peeled on that one. That's going to be very interesting to see how that goes down.
I do.
Well, let me go to Boney. And we'll keep it moving. And then when I come back, next time I talk to you, we got final thoughts.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, Iceman. I want to talk about a couple of things real quick. Baseball, I want to speak about my Yankees, man. you know, I'm getting kind of a little disappointed at them right now because they're giving away games. They got the Subway Series this weekend. They got the Yankees against the Mets. You know, that's always a thrilling event. You know, the Yankees-Mets rivalry. So, yo, that's going on here in New York this weekend. I think they plan their first game tonight. But I think the Yankees, man, I mean, we got a great team, man. We got hitters. The pitching is holding up a little bit. But they're giving away games, man. I don't like the way they're giving away some of these easy games, man. The Yankees should be at least four games ahead of Boston. The Boston Red Sox is four games ahead of the Yankees. And Boston has the best record. But I just don't see them having the talent that we have. I think we should be in first place at this point. What are you thinking?
Well, what I'm thinking is that you're missing a key component. And what they missed and what they had in the past and what they've always had is a senior guy. They've always had the captain, Derek Jeter. They had him for a while. But they've always had an older guy who could calm these guys down, get them back focused. And they're missing that. And listen, even the coaches knew. So at the end of the day, I mean the manager. So at the end of the day, they are really missing that. Like Lou alluded to, I think Torres is out of the lineup right now. And they're missing a spark. You know, the Yankees, they like to rally, you know, whether it's Didi, Gregorius, whether it's, you know, the little big man, no matter who you got in that roster, one guy will usually spark everybody and get that hot stick. I remember when the year started, everybody was slumping. We get Stanton in, and Stanton is cold. And Didi was hot out of the box, man. He's got 8-9 ribbies. He's hitting opposite field homers. He's stealing bases. He's getting in the park home runs. And that's what they need again. They need a Didi or somebody to really spark this team, get them going again, and get the little big man, you know, swinging. Because when that guy slumps, dude, that's ugly. It's ugly. You saw it last year.
We need someone to step up. You saying then that we need someone to step up in the leadership role to try to pep these guys up to get back on track? That's what we need.
Absolutely. I mean, look, it would not be outside of the realm for the Yankees. You know, to bring in a Bernie Williams, bring in a guy from a Dave Winfield, bring in somebody from the past to sit down and talk to those kids, show them some film, show them when they slumped in the past and how they got out of it. I mean, you can't bring back the great Thurman Munson. But what you can do is you can bring back guys from a bygone era and show them the Yankees are great. But they're not playing great right now. Let them know those pinstripes on their backs mean something, and they mean that they're winners. And so as long as they know they're from a lineage of winners, they should go out there and play like that.
So what do you think about the two current players that retired, Mike, of NFL football? Let's jump on that real quick. Darrell Revis, 7-time Pro Bowl, 1-time champion, 8 seasons with the New York Jets. I just saw he retired. He gave it up. What do you think about that retirement? You know, he's a great player, man.
Yeah, it was time. I mean, this guy's probably going to be first ballot Hall of Famer. He was dominant. He was dominant DB. And it'll show. It will when it's time for the voters to vote. He will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I don't even question that. Darrell Revis has been a mainstay for Jets football for a minute, and again, he should have no problem walking right in the door of Hall of Fame, donning that yellow jacket here 5 to 7 years from now.
So what about that running back, DeMarcus, what's his name?
Murray. DeMarco Murray.
What do you think about his retirement, Mike? Do you think he took too many hits? You know, as a running back, you know, a running back does not last that long in the league, man. I mean, after taking a lot of smacks, you know, some of them, you have to give it up. What do you think? Was it time for him to give it up while the time caught up with him?
No, Father Time didn't catch up with him. Nobody just picked him up. He didn't get picked up. You have a lot of free agents right now that are waiting to get picked up, and he didn't get picked up. So at the end of the day, you still have guys like where do I start? Des Bryant. You go right down the list. There's probably 10 guys that are waiting to get picked up. Cromartie. As one, DRC is another guy that's waiting to get picked up. These guys are just what's going to happen now as guys get hurt in training camp, these guys will start getting picked up. So if a wide receiver goes down, you know, look for Dez to get picked up on the cheap. The Cowboys cut him when he was slated to make 16 a year. Look for him to come into the league. At four, five, maybe $5 million, no more than $5 million. And that's how these guys are going to get picked up now. As a matter of fact, Shane Vereen of the Giants just got picked up because a running back got hurt. I want to say was it New Orleans? Kamara, but I forgot what team. But he got picked up because a running back got hurt in training camp or practice. So at the end of the day, that's what's going to happen. That's how guys are going to get picked up. But Bone, let me keep it moving and flowing. Get down this roster so we can come back and get everybody's final thoughts. Okay, Isaiah, I'm back to you, sir.
Yeah, I just want to touch on, you know, the Giants real quick. I mean, they got no DRC. He was a huge part of what they did. I mean, they got this, they drafted this running back. I mean, you know, unproven back. Eli's on the decline. I mean, you signed some pieces to the O-line who, I mean, you're unsure of what they're doing. So I really don't know the direction that, you know, the Giants are, you know, heading in. I mean, they're in a tough division. The Eagles are the best team in the division by far. And they just got better this season. Cowboys, you know, they always been a solid team, and I mean it's the Giants and the Skins. I mean, I'm eager to see what those teams will do this year.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are, but I like that. I don't want as a Giant fan, I don't want to be the favorite. I want to be the underdog. I want to be underestimated. I want to be ignored, and that's the best way for this team to achieve again. After going 3-13 last year, a lot of people say if they go 500, that's a plus. I want to see them go better than 500. I'd like to see 10-6. I don't know that they have a crushing schedule. First game against Jacksonville. I don't know that they can do better than 10-6. But you know what? Hey, I mean, that's everything is new. New offensive scheme, new defensive scheme, new players, new coaches. We will see what happens, but obviously positive direction is where they're heading. That's a direction. They do have a proven general manager in Dave Gettleman. He is getting it done. He's dotted every I across every T since he's been there. Great draft. I give him a A-minus draft. And he is doing this thing in free agency. As a matter of fact, the money is low now, so he can't really move a lot now. He's looking at young players, but trust me, the Giants will be formidable when it's time to snap that ball. They will be there.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, in terms of your whole, you know, you want them to be underdogs and everything. That's good from a fan standpoint, but when you're in the Big Apple, man, trust me. I lived there for many, many years. The New York media does not sleep, and the streets in New York are busy every day, man.
You lived in New York for I say you ain't been alive many, many years. You lived in New York many years. You know, you need to sit down, man, and stop that. I can make,
man, I tell
can
you,
make
man.
One call. I can make one call and shut that down.
Come on.
Now you're going to make me call Auntie. I'm calling Auntie.
No,
no. Shut
that
down.
No.
I've been in New York many, many years. You better sit back in that rocket seat, man, and relax. Anyway,
all right, Mike.
I said, let me go. I'll be back for your final thoughts.
All right, man.
All right. Let's get a true old man up here. Man, yeah, listen, you all like me, man. If you know me, you're old. Look, you hear that young man talking about, oh, I've been in New York many, many years. Really?
All right. Okay. There is a meet tomorrow again at London. It's a two-day meet. But all the big names ran tonight, so it won't be a big draw. There won't be another meet for another three meets, and that'll be in Birmingham, Great Britain. So it's going to be a layoff for track and field for the next couple of weeks.
So what's happening with my guy, Andre DeGrasse? What's happening with him?
Nothing else has hit the fan on him since he made the claim that he was leaving his current coach.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always have mixed feelings about that. When a guy's reached a level of success and then he wants to change his whole everything, I always have mixed feelings about that because sometimes it's not the coach. Sometimes it's in the head. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He needs to go to and train in Jamaica.
You think? They'd be waiting on him in Jamaica. They would be waiting on him. Again, listen. You know and I know. You're talking about some of the most intense track meets they have on that little island. When you have not only the world's best, but then the guy pushing you is the world's second best. Now you don't have both, but you still got the animal running around. So don't sleep on Jamaica at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I do have another question.
I wanted
to call you. How did you think Pacquiao looked?
Pacquiao looked really good. I was surprised he looked fresh. You know, he was diagnosed with a heart problem before that fight. But he looked really good. His stamina
was
up. Mm-hmm. He was
accurate. If he gets another long layoff like that, he'll be just as sharp.
You know what? I don't know if long layoffs helped him. I think it helped him this time. But I think right now he needs to stay active. If I'm his trainer, I want to see this guy fight regularly now. He should be fighting every 6 months at least. And
at what weight?
You know what? Now that they're tossing it around. He just fought at 147. They're tossing around him going down to 140 and face Lomachenko. I don't like that fight for him. Because fighting Lomachenko now is that guy's on another level. It's not like he's going to hurt him, but he's going to confound him, and you don't need that. I mean, that guy's they call him the Matrix for a reason. So, he's amazing. His footwork is out of this world. You cover up, and he's standing behind you. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a boxer do that. Hit you with a punch. He uses your defense as his offense. So you put your hands up to block a punch. In that time, he makes 1-2. He does a 1-2 with his feet. Now he's standing behind you, punching you in the ear. I've just never seen that before, but that's not a guy I want Manny to fight. I think a better fight with him would be Terrence Crawford or, even your boy Errol Spence. He's right there in the wheelhouse now, 147, where the big money fights are. Thurman, all these guys are guys that were or have been champions. And, you got Danny Garcia coming up. If you want to go to 140, Danny Garcia is there, a guy who's maybe getting near the end of his career. So you do have some exciting fights still to be made and to be had for Pacquiao. Why is he talking Floyd Mayweather again? That, he should let that go. Let it go. He lost horribly to Floyd Mayweather. And hey, you want that again? He wants the money. He doesn't want Floyd. He wants Floyd that money to get from Floyd Mayweather. But he doesn't want that again. That wasn't a good look for him.
All right. Well, I'm going to sign out.
But
and I will catch you next
week.
Good night, everyone.
All right.
Good night.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
Yep.
That's the great Larry Adhill. I've got Redskins Reggie. Before I bring – well, I got two calls after Redskins Reggie. Reg, let me bring them on, and then I'll get back to you. First caller, area code 480, ending in 4226.
Mike
You're
Black,
the Iceland
Sports
Show.
Sports. You know I'm on the Iceland Sports Show. What's good, Mike Black? Yes.
What's up,
Jason? Yes, I'm
we
here.
You, man. What's popping?
Dude, what's it's cracking. Hey, listen, man. Arizona, baby, Arizona.
Yes.
Mike, so listen, dude. You didn't know that Isaiah was from New York? What? You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah.
That's where
he learned.
Hey, look. No, man. No, he's from Canarsie. That's where he learned. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right, right. I saw him hanging out with Jay-Z back in the day.
Hey, that was the best thing I heard that dude say. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Loved
that's
it.
That's
money.
Your boy right here. That's your
boy.
That's your
that
boy.
Was great, Isaiah. Isaiah, I know you from the Big Apple. You know what's up. Hey, so listen, Isaiah made some really, really good points. Number one about the media, you know, going 500, the media is going to eat the Giants alive. Number two, he brought out some really good points about some inefficiencies. And I just kind of wanted to add on the inefficiencies of the New York Football Giants. Mike, you mentioned really quickly that Dave Gettleman killed it, A-. What about the special teams? He didn't do anything for the special teams. He let Marquette King go.
No, not true. He brought in about three guys that were speed burners from other teams, from practice teams. He did add to the special teams, but you had to take notice of that.
Well, but Mike, who do you trust with the ball? Who is your safe guy with a punt? I mean, are all these guys burners?
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to handle this, that?
Well, that's what you do in training camp, sir. That's who you figure out. Who's going to be your guy? Because what you're not going to do is put Odell Beckham back there. That's what you're not going to do.
Right.
You're
not going to put Barkley back there either.
No, of course not. So, you know, right now you have guys who want to make the roster. Those guys have to prove themselves, not just to the team, but to the position. And those are the guys who are going to be vying for spots. As you know, special teams is a way for guys to make the team. And so for all of these guys that were these free agent pickups, these rookie contract guys, these 1 year guys, that's what they want to do. They'll make the team any way they can, and that's where you're going to make the team on special teams.
Right. All right. I agree with you on that, but let's talk about the punter and the place kicker. I'm really surprised that Rojas got a clean slate. Riley Dixon was the ex-Denver guy, and Denver signed Marquette King. I thought we were going to jump all over Marquette King. That guy's a stud, left-footed too.
Yeah, you know what? Rojas, again, question marks all over that. I didn't know why. I don't know how you kept him after what he did last season. Also, you have a ton of guys, college kickers coming out that probably beat this guy out, but again, you know what? I'm not going to question Gettleman, what he's done so far. I got to ride with it. He watches a lot of film on a lot of guys. So I'm gonna go with his experience, I'm not going to question him. I'll defer to his experience and knowledge.
All right. Hey, one last thing, Mike, and I'll let you slide to the side. Hey, it was you know what? I really respected the fact that what the ownership said – earlier today that, you know, they are not going to suspend or penalize the New York Football Giants that choose to show, to give a knee or to raise their fist in the air. I thought that was really coming out, and I really supported the ownership for doing that. Just wanted to throw that out there. I'll let you go ahead and slide to the side. Have a great weekend, Mike. Enjoy the golf, the retirement, and I'll speak to you next week.
All right. That's what's up, Jason. And to add to your point, the NFL and the Players Association have got together, and they said they would suspend the anthem rule for this year. I guess under the pressure from not just the players, because players are going to protest. They're protesting this year. It's all over the league. Regardless of anything that goes down, they will protest. So they will suspend that rule for a year, and we'll see how it transpires over the course of the year into next year. Great call, great points, Jason. Let me bring on Don. I got Don here. Thank you, Jason. I got Don here from Dallas. Don, welcome to the show.
Good evening. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man. Missed you, man. How you feeling?
Some days I feel good. Some days I don't feel so good. I've been visiting sick folks in different states. They're real good. Different friends of mine that I've known all my life have been getting sick. I've been traveling around trying to get them back on their feet, helping them out, and just taking a lot of time off, a lot of vacation time stuff. But I've been
good for you.
I've been cutting in and out of your show, but keep on, keep it on, keep it on, man.
Yeah. Well, I saw those sevens. I said, let me go and get Don, pick Don up here right before I bring in Redskins Reggie to close the show. But it's always good to hear from you, Don.
You too. Take care, man.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Okay. Let me go get Reg. Hey, Reggie, we're back.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, Mike, I found out, right? Who the Redskins picked was the guy from LSU, Darius Geis.
Geis is tough.
Yeah, and on the defense, right, they picked from Alabama the Ron Payne.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
13th.
Tough dude.
Right? And so that's the second Alabama defensive player that they picked, one last year. Yeah. So, and also, I wish that we had the sense to pick up Dez Bryant. I don't care what nobody say. I still think Dez has some years left. You know, I wish the Redskins would pick him up. I'm telling you.
Well,
I think
I like Dez. I think he's got something to prove right now. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He definitely has something to prove, and he wants to prove it to the Cowboys in the worst way. A lot of people in Dallas think that he's going to go back to the Cowboys on a cheap contract. I don't know what's going to happen to him, but I hope he gets on with the roster. He needs to be in the NFL.
Right. I don't think he's going back to Dallas.
I would hope not. Again, a lot of bad blood there. I don't know if. But he turned teams down for a reason. He turned down Baltimore and Green Bay for a reason.
Right.
He must know something. So whatever he knows, we'll see. What happens. You never know what's going to happen here. But Reg, I got 1 minute left in the show, so let me just say thank you for calling. Thank you, man. And if we can get up there, we will.
All right, my man.
All right, thank you, man. But again, thank everybody for coming on the Ice Cold Sports Show. Had a blast tonight. We look for more thrills and spills next week. I got to get Jason in earlier, get Don in earlier. I'd love to hear those guys' points, as well as the very entertaining Isaiah Graham. And, of course, all the callers from Lou, Boney, all the way down to the great Larry Adhill. And everybody who calls in the show tonight, I appreciate you. Redskins Reggie, of course. We'll see you next week. Everybody be safe this weekend. Be responsible. And remember, keep it sports. One love.